mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we're coming up on the third year anniversary of the tragic events of September 11th, 2001. It is the seventh day of September 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones, back from New York City. I hope you had a good holiday yesterday, obviously well deserved. And we're not going to have any guests today because I want to go over all the latest news, the tragic events in Russia, the tragic events in Iraq, what I witnessed, the earth-shaking events I witnessed in New York City last week, and, of course, your phone calls. It is Tuesday, the seventh day of September 2004. Feels like Monday, though. Toll-free number to join us. We'll go to your calls early in this first hour, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Well, the Detroit Free Press is telling us that probes redefine bin Laden's role. Al-Qaeda seems to operate without his fortune, they find, because they're getting ready to obviously have the stage capture claim they killed him, as we knew 2.5 years ago and reported. And so now they've got to say the terror threat continues after the leader of Al-Qaeda is captured or killed. Another headline, this out of the Associated Press, U.S. near seizing bin Laden, officials say. And a big headline here, Rupert blows the lid off 9/11 in new book. Well, it looks like he has done a pretty good job, like Rupert. Of course, in my film Masters of Terror that we made, released exactly... This is the day, 2 years ago, when I released that film. We get into the different drills run on the morning of 9/11 of hijacked jets flying into the Pentagon and World Trade Center, and that was used to make NORAD stand down. We later learned of three other exercises. Well, Rupert says he's found five, so he's found one more that we didn't find, and they have links to these. So we'll be going over that, and boy, he's really getting onto the hot issues there, and we're glad to see that. So we'll cover that as well. Also, dispute over identity of terror group. Dispute over identity of terror group. This is out of the Straits Times. The Chechens are saying they didn't do it, but Moscow says they did. And all I know is Putin's been caught blowing up buildings before, clearly involved in the theater siege 2 years ago. I don't know what to say about this, but it stinks to high heaven. And Paul Watson has written an analysis of this that I agree with, well, analysis and consultation with myself. We'll get into that report as well. And, of course, old news is new news again. Bush took cocaine at Camp David. And this is taking cocaine back in the 80s. So we'll go over those articles. Also, media being arrested in Iraq. Media being targeted and killed. It was almost that bad in New York. So we'll talk about those parallels here in our supposed free system. And out of South Korea, they've come out with a new RFID chip that's designed according to your DNA, and it's microscopic, and they just spray it onto you. Talk about Mark of the Beast. We'll be covering some of the new microscopic RFID developments. Damage from Hurricane Francis could be $15 billion. So a few weeks ago they get hit by one, and now they're hit by another. And that thing just sat there like a blender over Florida for days. Well, obviously you all saw that happen. Our hearts and prayers and everything goes out to those. Look, it's a big broadcast lined up for you. Getting in my stride here, so please stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, back in the saddle again. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey Water Filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it is Tuesday, the 7th day of September 2004. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. I want to take like 30 minutes out of the next hour and not take any calls and basically just blow by blow go back in my memory and try to cover what happened on a daily basis in New York City. I think that's the best way to do it for the Republican National Convention. And I've been, over the weekend, watching about 6-7 hours of the 50-plus hours of videos. Every day I've been watching 6-7 hours. So I've had a chance to watch about 70% of the 50-plus hours that we shot there in New York City. So it's given me a chance to kind of collate mentally all the things that happened. So from the sound wave guns to the Secret Service to the surveillance blimps to people being put in a concentration camp, to Arnold's disgusting speech, Zell Miller's disgusting speech, George Bush's out-of-control speech, Dick Cheney, all of it, we're going to be covering it. And by the way, if you just joined us, I'm not a Democrat, okay? I'm a freedom lover, and I don't think John Forbes Kerry is going to save us. Bush's cousin isn't going to save us. In fact, I'm glad I just mentioned that. There was something I wanted to tell Stephanie, who's running the show, and I couldn't remember what it was. Stephanie, will you go to PrisonPlanet.com, and on the right-hand corner, it says Alex on C-SPAN. Will you grab that little minute rant I did and record that? I want people to be able to hear that audio that really boils down the truth about the convention, as I did get on C-SPAN for a little bit. while I was there, and that's quite a story in and of itself. Before I get into the tragic events in Russia, 7 U.S. Marines killed yesterday in Iraq, before I get into all the new police state developments, and there's just so much of it here, let's just start with what happened in New York. And the best place to start is from joinarnold.com. This is from Arnold Schwarzenegger's gubernatorial website. And it says, Governor Schwarzenegger's remarks at the Republican National Convention. Now, every paragraph of his speech is filled with lies and misrepresentations. But let's just take 2 paragraphs and analyze those. And I could do this with Bush's speech. I have it in front of me. I could do it with Zell Miller's. I could do it with Cheney's. All of them. When I was a boy, the Soviets occupied part of Austria. I saw the tanks in the streets. I saw communism with my own eyes. I remember the fear we had when we had to cross into the Soviet sector. Growing up, we were told, don't look at the soldiers in the eyes. Look straight ahead. It was a common belief that Soviet soldiers would take a man out of his own car and ship him off to the Soviet Union as slave labor. My family didn't have a car. But one day, we were in my uncle's car. It was near dark. As we came to a Soviet checkpoint, I was a little boy. I wasn't an action hero back then. And I remember how scared I was that the Soviets could pull my father or my uncle out of the car, and I'd never see him again. My family, and so many others, lived in fear of the Soviet boot. Today, the world is no longer fears the Soviet Union, and it is because of the United States of America. Okay. Now, you read those 2 paragraphs, that's exactly what I was living in New York. If you look cops in the eye, and by the way, I have this on video at least 3 times a day, they would run over screaming at you. I mean outside the convention, outside the 5 city blocks that were in the national security event. In front of fountains, in a little park, I'd try to do an intro, and police would run over screaming, threatening to arrest us. We were detained. I was grabbed and shoved around. One of our people that was with us had her camera taken and had it smashed open in front of us. They were arrogant. They were on a complete power trip. It had nothing to do with terrorism. People were secretly arrested and not charged until a state judge ordered them to release thousands of people out of a camp who hadn't even been charged. Tourists, citizens were just randomly scooped up. You talk about checkpoints. You talk about the Patriot Act. You talk about being disappeared. That's exactly what Homeland Security and the Patriot Act and the new domestic CIA are doing and setting up. And so there are 2 paragraphs out of Arnold's speech, and it's exactly what's starting to happen in this country. And then, of course, Arnold, you tell us about being afraid of being scooped up and picked up. Your father, where'd you grow up in Graz, or whatever you call it, suburb of a big city? Your father was a police chief. He was an SS officer in World War II. You were the product of an SS marriage. Your older brother was born during World War II. You were born right after World War II in 1946. And when your father died, your mommy married a former SS colonel who was the head of the Austrian parliament. And you campaigned for Kurt Waldheim, the former UN Secretary General, who was then running for president in Austria. And you said, I don't care if he's a Nazi, we love him. You said that you always dreamed of powerful dictators like Hitler and wanted to be like them. You know, you're just a leader and other people are followers. So it's not just that you're a hypocrite. It's not just that California's been turned into a total police state and you're accelerating it. You've got the Republicans out there like Senator Orrin Hatch, who I did see at the convention, walking around. You've got Lord Hatch, who's introduced a bill to repeal the 22nd Amendment so you can be president. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. Arnold's the new Republican, pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border, loves Hitler, hates freedom. That's your new Republican. And I had so many arguments with Republicans there, you know, well-meaning grassroots Republicans who just think Bush is God or something. And I'd point out the government's growth rate has doubled, and I'd point out the loss of liberties, and it was like talking to a brick wall or something. They're on this power trip, associating their power with the great leaders. And he also went into a debate between Nixon and the person he was running against in 68 and said, that's when I decided to be a Republican. The problem is that that debate never happened. Nixon refused to debate. I finally arrived here in 68. I had empty pockets, but I was full of dreams. The presidential campaign was in full swing. I remember watching the Nixon and Humphreys presidential race on TV. A friend who spoke German and English translated for me. I heard Humphreys saying things that sounded like socialism, which is what I was had just left. But then I heard Nixon speak. He was talking about free enterprise, getting government off your back, lowering taxes and strengthening the military. Listening to Nixon speak sounded more like a breath of fresh air. I said to my friend, what party is he? My friend said he's a Republican. I said that I am a Republican. And I've been a Republican ever since. And trust me, in my wife's family, that's no small achievement. Well, that's funny. Because you talk about this debate you saw that never happened. So, another lie. It's just the whole thing. I could go paragraph by paragraph and read the whole speech, and that's just indicative of all the other speeches. Sounds great, but it isn't true. All this talk about freedom from the neocons, when they're the ones setting up America to be a giant gulag, with Nazis as the functionaries, and hiring General Primakov to help head up Homeland Security, a former KGB chief, and Putin running around worshiping Bush and saying the war is good. Duh. I mean, look at the collection of people here trying to run this system we all live in. New York was martial law itself. It wasn't getting close. It wasn't a few steps away. It was martial law. There was no law, but the law of the establishment and whatever they said it was. People were being arrested all around me. I was threatened with arrest over and over again and had to stand up to them and navigate very carefully and threaten to sue police not to be arrested. And still, they erased my videos. Other reporters we were with had their videos stolen. I watched cameras be smashed. It had nothing to do with security or the convention. I would be with permitted protest at Ground Zero and watch hundreds of people arrested peaceably standing there. They would use what they called freedom fence, this big orange fencing to like capture people like minnows in a net and throw them in paddy wagons and beat the living daylights out of tourists and take them to Pier 57, an admitted emergency camp in a condemned building that even the news admitted had asbestos hanging out of the walls with barbed wire fences inside of the old bus terminal out over the Hudson River, Guantanamo on the Hudson. And in years, decades of oil and chemicals on the floors and people getting all these huge rashes and not even being charged, not even being enrolled. We're talking about 16-year-olds, coming back from different meetings who weren't even politically involved, being arrested, and their mothers not knowing where they are for 3-4 days. That was in the New York newspapers. But not nationally. I was in protest to over 300,000 people, and the national news would say, thousands protest. Not a lie, it was thousands. But a manipulation of the facts. It was hundreds of thousands. And the best news I've got for you is that on the first day, I must have talked to 200 people who were fans of this radio show, who know about the New World Order, who aren't left or right, but are freedom lovers. And it must have been 500 by the end of the trip. Most of them New Yorkers, other people from Kansas City and Los Angeles. And just, it's amazing. Black people, white people, old people, young people. It was very exciting. We had communist threaten us, the provocateurs working for the feds. We witnessed provocateur actions. We'll talk about all of it. When we get back, though, we'll go to some calls and then back into the Russian situation, the Iraq situation, and much more. Toll-free number to join us on this Tuesday edition. Again, feels like Monday. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. So please stay with us. And again, the websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. Detailed analysis of the geopolitical spectrum and your calls when this transmission continues after these quick and important messages. And remember, We shall prevail against this tyranny. We shall expose the terrorists that carried out 9/11. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Let's go ahead and go to some calls. Bob in Texas, you're first up. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. I'm glad you got back in one piece. I'm calling because I just come into some information. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I would have felt remiss if I hadn't gotten it to you. Have you heard about a threat against Austin?
Yeah, while I was out of town, some people that I know, local business owners, talked directly to someone who works for Homeland Security, and they said, oh, Austin's a big target. You know, be out of town this weekend. That was last week. Nothing, thank God, happened this weekend.
Yeah.
And then one of our National Guard / police officer connections said that they've been told to get ready by November 1st for some big attack, but I never went with it on the show because I couldn't document it one way or the other.
You know, this came from James McCaney's website. He said he just got off the Brent Johnson's Voice of Freedom radio show, and he said he got it from reliable sources.
Yeah, but that I'm telling you, sir, that this story started a week ago, and they do tell Homeland Security people, get ready, there'll probably be attacks.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is what they do all over the country to get fear going and to train the local establishments to go under federal control.
Well, I just thought I'd pass it on just in case you hadn't heard about it.
Oh, no, it is interesting, and I'm glad you called about it. We should talk about it. But, I mean, the government puts out these fake terror alerts and tells their own people brace for attack on a daily basis in different regions of the country. They've also been having terror drills, anti-terror drills, covert drills in Austin over the last month. They just had another one about a week ago.
Well, I see the Dick Gregory, Ted Gunnarsson, and a guy named Hilder going around the country giving lectures and just coming right out and saying 9/11 was an inside job. These guys are going to have to do something, or they're going to have to pay the price. So I wouldn't doubt they're going to pull something off here pretty soon. There's little doubt about that. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get that to you just in case you hadn't heard about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. No, I know the source of those stories. Two separate individuals within Homeland Security, and this is what they're being told, and it didn't happen. So I never went with it on the broadcast. Speaking of the globalists having to make a move because everybody's waking up to who carried out 9/11, there were thousands and thousands, supposedly 10,000, of these 9/11 cover-up signs handed out to the tens of thousands of protesters in New York. They were everywhere, but I saw hundreds of homemade signs that said 9/11 was an inside job. I saw dozens of Infowars.com homemade signs, and that's just what I saw. But I do have the Zogby poll that we talked about last week here in front of me, and I'll tell you what I'll do. When we get back from break, I'll dig that out. We'll actually read that Zogby poll on air. Around half of New Yorkers believe the government had prior knowledge or was involved in 9/11. And that's what I got on the street. About, I don't know, a third of the people think the government was behind it. Another third think that the government had prior knowledge and let it happen. And the other third we talked to have questions and think that they at least screwed up. And that Zogby is the most respected polling agency in the country, bar none. The most respected. Just type in Zogby, highly respected, into a search engine, and all these mainstream news articles will pop up about it. And Zogby's being totally ignored by this professional poll they did now 8 days ago. This poll came out the 30th. And so we'll be going over that poll. But, yes, I've been saying since before 9/11 that 9/11 would be an inside job. I've been on record since July 25th, 2001, now 2 years and 2 months ago, saying call the White House, tell them don't do it. And then day one, on the day of 9/11, I got on air and said it was an inside job from all the evidence, Operation Northwoods and the rest of it. And I've been on record from day one saying that, and then the evidence has just piled up documenting that. Not prior knowledge, but involvement. And so, yes, there are a lot of people all over the country telling the truth, getting the word out. And that's why the globalists are in a lot of trouble. Now, they can try to continue the illusion that everybody that thinks like we do are the minority. And so we all sit here compartmentalized in our homes and apartments at night, feeling like we're by ourselves and like we're crazy. No, my friends, I've done over 1,600 It's got to be over 1,700. I quit counting at 1,600 three or four months ago. Over 1,600 radio interviews. And almost every caller, maybe one out of 30, disagrees with me about 9/11 and thinks it was all Al CIA by themselves. And these are liberal, conservative shows. I talk about that all the time because it's good news. The people know the truth. But the people that know that truth say, oh, I feel like I'm alone. I didn't know anybody thought like this. Well, go look at your Zogby poll. All right, it's all coming up, and more calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Disinformation. All right, Keith and Mike and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, 800-259-9231. But first off, this is a good way to introduce this Zogby poll that I'm finally here in the studio and I can cover in detail for you about most people thinking the government was behind 9/11. Oh, yeah, major poll. What's going to do about that? Bad boys, when we come for you, what you going to do when we come for you? But here I am on C-SPAN, and to set this up, it was Wednesday night, and Lord Cheney and Lord Miller had just spoken. Everybody was starting to let out, and I'd been inside covering the convention, but then I was across the street at a restaurant getting something to eat inside the security perimeter at the National Security event right across the street from Madison Square Garden, and they, in the bar/restaurant, they had the TV on C-SPAN, and it showed C-SPAN with lines of delegates, giving each delegate about 30 to 45 seconds to maybe a minute and a half, depending on the delegate, to talk about how much they loved Bush and how conservative he was, and I didn't agree with that. So I marched out there, back through the main security perimeter, back in front of MSG, Madison Square Garden, and saw, it wasn't Brian Lamb, it was like his number two guy, and I said, hey, I'm Alex Jones. He's like, oh, I know who you are. And I said, well, don't censor me. Brian Lamb's, you know, talked about me for hours, and will you please put me on television just for 30 seconds or so? And he said, all right, but I'll give you a signal with my hand when we're about to cut away from you. And so they cut to me. So they cut to me, and this is what I had to say on national television right after they had broken up Wednesday night's convention. So here it is.
Go back outside of Madison Square Garden for more delegate reaction.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and lest we be accused of not hearing all voices. We cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, the radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with Infowars.com. Both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled. And if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security, and I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag, and his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones, okay, now.
All right, so there you have it. Now let's get to the Zogby poll that had come out 2 days, 3 days before I made that little comment there at the Republican National Convention, literally surrounded by men in black uniforms, black helmets, with M16s, giant sound cannons over me, a blimp, and at least four helicopters swarming overhead. It was like something out of King Kong or something. But here it is. Half of New Yorkers believe U.S. leaders had foreknowledge of impending 9/11 attacks and consciously failed to act. 66% call for new probe of unanswered questions by Congress or New York's Attorney General, new Zogby International poll reveals. This is from www.zogby.com/news/readnews.dbm?ID=855. Now you can go to prisonplanet.com. And on the right-hand side, it says Zogby Poll, and then you can click there and then link through. We have the story saved, but there's a link to the actual Zogby page. This is Zogby. Zogby. The most, this is not debated, the most accurate polling system in the United States. On the eve of the Republican National Convention, invoking 9/11 symbols, sound bites, and imagery, half, or 49.3% of New York City residents and 41% of New York citizens overall, say that some of our leaders knew in advance that attacks were planned on or around September 11, 2001, and that they consciously failed to act, according to the poll conducted by Zogby International. The poll of New York residents was conducted from Tuesday, August 24th through Thursday, August 26, 2004, overall results have a margin of sampling error of 3.5% plus or minus. The poll is the first of its kind conducted in America that surveys attitudes regarding U.S. government complicity in the 9/11 tragedy. Despite the acute legal and political implications of this accusation, nearly 30% of registered Republicans and 38% of those who describe themselves as very conservative supported the claim. The charge found very high support among adults under 30, 62.8%, 62.8% of people under 30, African-Americans of all ages, 62.5%, Hispanics, 60.1%, Asians, 59.4%, and the lowest group, born-again evangelical Christians, at 47.9%. Because a lot of them are fooled and think Bush is some type of Christ-like creature. Yeah, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, real Christian. Less than 2 in 5, 36% believe that the 9/11 Commission had answered all important questions about what actually happened on September 11, 2001. And 2 in 3, 66% New Yorkers, and 56.2% overall, called for another full investigation of the still unanswered questions by Congress or Elliot Spitzer's New York's Attorney General. Self-identified, very liberal New Yorkers supported a new inquiry by a margin of 3 to 1, but so did half, or 53%, of very conservative citizens across the state. People who call themselves very conservative, 53%, call for investigation. The call for a deeper probe was especially strong among Hispanics, 75.6%, African-Americans, 75.3% citizens, with an income from $15,000 to $25,000, 74.3%, women, 62%, and evangelical Christians, 59.9%. With David Kubecki, executive director of 911truth.org, the group that commissioned the poll expressed genuine surprise that New Yorkers' belief in the administration complicity is at a high or higher than that seen overseas. See, they've done foreign polls, which show the same numbers are lower. We're familiar with high levels of 9/11 skepticism abroad, where there has been open debate of the evidence for U.S. government complicity. And I've been calling for a poll for several years. On May 26th, the Toronto Star reported a national poll showing that 63% of Canadians are also convinced U.S. leaders had prior knowledge of the attacks, yet declined to act. There was no U.S. coverage of this startling poll or the facts supporting the Canadians' conclusions, and there has been virtually no debate on the victims' families' scores of still unanswered questions. I think these numbers show that most New Yorkers are now fed up with the silence and that the politicians trying to exploit 9/11 do so at their peril. The 9/11 case is not closed, and New York's questions are not going away. Okay, there's more. I'll read more of it later. It gets even worse. But what you going to do, bad boys? What you going to do when they come for you, when we come for you? I've seen the polls from 30 years ago. What was it, like 10% of Americans believe the government was involved in the Kennedy assassination. Then 3 or 4 years ago, it was 80%. At the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, I averaged 12 national polls together. I sat there with my calculator. They were between 85 and 95%. I averaged 12 polls together, wrote an article about it. 92% of Americans believe the government was involved in killing Kennedy. 92%. So what's it going to be next year? 100%? 99%? It's the same thing with 9/11. I told you years ago, remember just a few years ago, they had the foreign polls, a small percentage thought it, now a majority thinks it. Now we have polls in the U.S. I predict within 2 years, unless the globalists nuke a city and have total martial law or something and don't allow polls, that you'll have 70 to 80% of Americans on average believing the globalists carried out 9/11. Not that they had prior knowledge. Ooh, I'm a weirdo. Ooh, I'm a kook. You know, I think the government was behind 9/11. Well, I'm not a kook anymore, am I? As Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. More numbers. The country's broken up 50-50 between Republicans and Democrats, the people that are registered as Republicans or Democrats. That is, the country's broken up in this fake left-right paradigm. But more people than there are Republicans, a majority of Republicans, 56% of people that call themselves very conservative, believe there might have been prior knowledge or involvement, that there should be a new investigation. So to all the radio stations that carry this broadcast and go, man, we're carrying a really radical show. By the way, we're getting more affiliates because our message isn't so radical anymore. To all of you out there, you're doing a great job. To all the great sponsors out there, you're doing a great job. You're trailblazers. You've been there all along. And now, half of the people believe as we believe, know as we know, understand what we understand. And let me tell you, in a couple years, it'll be almost everybody. And we're saving lives. The globalists would have already carried out more terror attacks. They already planned more terror attacks after 9/11. But we exposed who was behind it and have backed them off. Does that mean they won't pull something off even bigger? No, it doesn't mean that. They probably will, but it's going to backfire on them. And I hope the eggheads, the people with 170 IQs running this, who listen to this show, those that are behind 9/11, I hope you face the facts, and I hope you tell your bosses in their ivory towers that you've lost control. You've awakened the sleeping giant. You've got a tiger by the tail. Let's talk to Keith in Georgia, then Mike in Florida and others. Keith, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Let me pick up my phone here. I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Forgive me for putting you on speakerphone.
That's okay. Go ahead, sir.
I'd really like to bring up what you were talking about, these polls. Excellent, excellent. That causes me to worry. Because I've been into this for 30 years, Alex. I'm an old guy here. 1975, I became aware of all of this. And it's a burden to carry it for that long, having this kind of information. But when I would talk about this in 1975, people would laugh at me. Today, I am commonly discussing it with my Georgia neighbors. right-wing, very far right-wing Christians, and they're listening to it, and they're starting to believe it. This, to me, represents what could be disaster for us. I think it's too, they have too much control now. The technology is unfathomable. I've been in computers. My job left the country 2 years ago. I've been part-timing it here and there trying to make a living over this. But the same technology that you're using to disseminate the information, Alex, they're using to imprison us.
Yeah, but people have learned to counter that, and people have become conscious of that. And I don't know why you're upset that people are waking up.
I'm glad they're waking up, but it makes me feel the government or the controlling entities are going to become desperate and move rapidly.
Sir, that's why they carried out 9/11. Sir, they saw the trend that I saw. That's why they carried out 9/11.
Absolutely.
And their own PNAC document in 2000, and Brzezinski in 97, the Trilateral Commission chief, said the people are waking up to our global empire. They actually say this. Let me finish. They're not going to go along with our plans unless we have helpful terror attacks to mobilize them. Well, that's backfired on the globalist. Sir, we're winning the war. Does that mean we'll win every battle? Does that mean things won't get worse? No, but we will never give up. We will never give in. We will never surrender. We will never falter. We will never waver, to use Schwarzenegger's Hitler comments. We're never backing off.
Like my neighbor said to me the other day, though, he's got his job, he's raising his family, and he's working every day. He doesn't have a lot of time to keep up on this. A lot of my neighbors rely on me to try to fill them in. But they keep saying this to me, what do we do? What do you want me to do? Go out there with a gun and get killed? The local cops will be happy to shoot me down.
Now, that's the crux of the problem, and I appreciate your call. That's the crux of the problem, is that most people I talk to are awake. Again, black, white, old, young, Christian, conservative, liberal, libertarian. They're awake, but they say, what do we do? Save us. Where's the hero? Where's the leader? The New World Order wasn't built in a day, and it won't be destroyed and defeated in a day. It's a process. Okay, so stop looking for instant gratification, this instant gratification spectator society. Stop thinking it's going to happen overnight. Okay? We're in a fight, sir, a knockdown, drag-out, sudden death, overtime with the New World Order. And it's at the 50-yard line. We've got possession of the ball. And if you stop thinking about how big those guys are and how tough they are, and if you just gut up and hit hard and do your job and run the plays and cover your area, we're going to win. Do you understand me? Do you understand? We're taking it down. We're going to make a touchdown. Now get in there and hit them hard with the InfoWar. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you're cracking me up, man. You're cracking me up. Alex, there are so many things I want to talk to you about, but from the Pedophile Protection Act to be signed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to Seibel Edmonds on 60 Minutes, the gamut. I could talk to you for hours.
But yeah, let's talk about the Pedophile Protection Act.
Makes me sick. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, it would appear, is going to sign the Pedophile Protection. Of course, it's not called the Pedophile Protection Act.
But I've read the bill. Look, the American Psychological Association 4 years ago said, this is normal, this is good, we should legalize it.
Oh,
they should be arrested.
That is so sick. As you know, the Illuminati is full of pedophiles and homosexuals and Satanists. So this goes right in hand with their policy.
That is true.
Yeah, so I'm just really sick about that situation.
Well, tell folks about the bill for those that aren't aware of it.
Oh, about the Pedophile Protection
Act?
Yeah,
tell them about it. It's posted on the website, by the way.
Yeah, it's posted on the website, InfoWars.com. And what it basically does is it gives the pedophile certain protections that before they didn't have. If I'm not correct, I might be correct about that, Alex. You have to correct me.
No, that's what it does. It gives them a bunch of rights.
And of course, pedophiles
deserve the right. They have the
right
to be hung by the neck until dead after a jury of their peers convicts them.
Pedophiles deserve no rights. And what Governor Schwarzenegger is about to do is to give these people certain protections, and so that they can go out and have sex with your children at school or wherever else.
Well, that's the point. See, first it's teach this stuff in the schools to kindergartners. Then it's, oh, bestiality's okay. Then it's, oh, pedophilia's okay. And in 10 years, we're going to be the weirdos. We're going to be arrested as hate criminals because we're against it.
It's sick, isn't
it? I'm not joking, by the way.
No, this is real. This is for sure. Did you see Sybil Edmonds on 60 Minutes?
No, and for those that don't know who she is, she's the FBI translator ordered to falsify government prior knowledge documents on 9/11.
I thought for sure, oh, this is going to be good. I told all my friends, oh, this is going to be good. Sybil Edmonds is going to blow the whistle on 9/11. This whole thing is going to be exposed. Alex was right. Nothing happened.
Well, that's because they edited it. We went and got one of her speeches on tape, and she was there in New York, and she gave a speech in Central Park, and she said, I'm not allowed to talk about it. I'll be arrested. It's just like FBI agent Robert Wright. I got him on video at Meet the Press going, all I can say is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. Here's the letter. I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know.
Oh, that's great. Now, how are we going to get the message out if everybody's silent?
Well, we're not silent. We're not going to shut up, sir.
I hope not, Alex. You're good. And by the way, I loved you on George Norrie's show, Coast to Coast. You blew that show up.
Well, email him and tell him to have me back on.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to come on there. I want to talk to 14 million people an hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls, more news. Stay with us. We're going to win this fight. Put, put, put.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I do want to publicly acknowledge God for protecting us in New York, stopping the police from arresting us three separate times a day, threatening to our flights being safely there, safely back. And I want to thank God for this radio show and the opportunity to fight the New World Order. I want to thank the listeners, the sponsors, the affiliates, the folks running the broadcast. I want to thank Michael Corbin, who filled in Monday through Wednesday last week. And, of course, Mr. Erskine did a great job Thursday and Friday, as well as Harry Brown joining us. and Paul Watson for his analysis, joining us Monday through Friday last week. We'll go to Mike in Illinois, Simon in London, William in Oregon, and many others here. And then halfway in the next hour, I'm going to detail for about 30 minutes exactly what happened day by day, blow by blow, in New York and why that's so important, because it's an example of the police state. Before I go back to your calls here, my new video, American Dictators, is out. By the way, I'm going to churn out a new one here in a couple months, too, about the convention, because it's about the police state. That film's going to be called Martial Law. But right now, American Dictators is out. It's about Bush and Kerry being cousins, the Skull and Bones connection, how they're really the same on their policies, the police state that's unfolding, the latest developments. We just finished this video a week and a half ago, okay? It's so up to date. And you need to order it, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, to get your copy of this 90-minute video. It's $19.95. My other videos are $25.95 because they're 2.5 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes long. But this one's a little bit shorter, 90 minutes, a little bit more concise. American Dictators. And we ship it out to you UPS, folks. And the shipping's basically the same for three videos than it is for one, so I suggest you take advantage of that. UPS is a little bit more pricey, but it gets to you in 3 or 4 days after you order it, unless something is in stock, and then that usually gets in a week or so. But almost everything's in stock right now. So, again, give us a call. Order American Dictators. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil. Get George Humphrey's new video we carry, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or order via our safe, secure shopping carts at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get American Dictators. Get it on access television in your area. Show it to your VFW hall, your college students, your church, your rabbi, show it at your synagogue, whatever. Just get it out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and take another call. Mike in Illinois, welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Alex, I got to thank you for going out there and covering that farce out there.
It was total martial law.
Alex, I want to tell you something. I'm a Christian, and I know this church isn't based on God, but I know you believe in God, and we have freedom of religion and speech here, so you let it all out here. And I just want to say, I go to church, I'm a Christian, and I'm going to tell you something. You know what Jesus Christ told his apostles? He told them to watch out for wolves in sheep's clothing. And all these people, and a majority of the people that go to my church, because I go to a small congregation of about 80 people, and I talk to them, they all think that Bush is just the better of the two evils, and that because he's a Christian and prays before his meetings, that he's just the best one there is out there. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Alex. You know, we're doomed with either one, and you know that, and I know it, and your listeners know that. But, you know, the thing is, Alex, he's hiding behind God, and that's even more disgraceful because of his skull and bone background.
Well, the devil masquerades as an angel of light. He quotes Scripture.
Absolutely.
And the guy's Skull and Bones, he's Bohemian Grove, he's a cokehead.
That's right, Alex. And I want to ask you, him and Kerry are what, distant cousins, second or third cousins?
Third cousins, ninth cousins, and 16th cousins.
Cousins
in different areas of the family.
Okay. Alex, you got going to a break here.
Stay there.
Okay.
We'll start the second hour, let Mikey finish up, then we'll go to Simon, William, and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Get the new film, American Dictators, or watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv.